This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So a couple days ago, we talked about how they sprung the new 30-second sports minutes on Boomer, and he didn't know, and then they sped all the sports minutes up. So it was basically like, time now for a birthday shout-out. I'm Boomer Esiason. This guy got passed away, and happy birthday. I'm Boomer Esiason. So that's what they were the other day, so we had a laugh about him. And then yesterday, Tuesday, everything was fine. They sounded good. They were 30 seconds. Everything was fine. But just now, we ran one of these sports minutes that was slowed completely down to fill the 20 seconds. So Boomer's...
In the NFL, there was three teams that
and then at the end of it, where we're like, oh man, this is slowed down, you hear, I'm Boomer Esiason.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
So we talk about sloppiness this morning.
Yeah, sloppy.
Well, once again, it's sloppiness. And it's sloppiness because you had two different people cutting the final edits, okay? Today's guy is Blue Balls Billy. And I went in there and I asked, I said, Blue Balls. I said, hey, what's going on here? And he's like, well, I didn't know anything about this. And they cut a new bed and nobody told me. And I just found out about this last night.
Of course not.
Well, and then, but the point being is that the person before him said the same thing to me. Well, I didn't know about the way that they were doing this, and they didn't cut it right. And Monday morning, they didn't cut the beds right, and they weren't. I'm like, who the F is running this place? Like, who is actually telling people what to do and communicating with people?
I'm Boomer Esiason.
Right. Telling them this is what we're supposed to do. What the hell is going on around
Boomer Esiason?
Think about that. That's Monday to today.
Boomer Esiason. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
Boomer Esiason. Sounds like you stroke it out at the end.
Is there anybody, is there anybody paying attention, or is it just give it to somebody and just let them figure it out themselves without telling them what they're doing? Because that's what Blue Balls is telling me.
Yeah, well, it's in Blue Balls.
I get Blue Balls in here, will you?
Blue Balls, Billy Jock alone. Man hasn't had sex in a very long time. Very frustrating for him. So much so he threw a drink across the room against the wall, splattered it left, stormed out of the building about a month ago.
Because I don't want to take it out on Blue Balls. It's not his fault.
It's not Blue Balls. He's trying the best.
He's doing what he's supposed to do. It's part of his job. But nobody has told him anything, just like they didn't tell the guy before.
Hey, here he is. He's wearing his net stuff. Here's his Blue Balls Billy Jock alone. Have we had sex since the last time we've talked?
Have you?
No, you now.
I'm asking you now.
Of course I have. I'm a married person. I've had sex.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, you don't think so? No, I actually have. It doesn't happen a lot when you're married.
I could go to some clubs.
You could go to some clubs?
Yeah, like strip clubs and stuff.
You could go to that, but yeah. You have not, is what we're saying. So we're still at a very high level of tension.
Well, we got, no tension.
You're not
no
tense?
No tension.
All right.
I'm not tense at all.
But... So the answer is no, then?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, very good. So Blue Balls Billy is still Blue Balls Billy.
Body Balls.
Blue Body Billy.
So what's the problem today?
Well, the problem today is it's not your fault, Billy, all right? So just so you know. But did you hear the end of this sports minute? Did you hear?
Yeah, I did. I went back and listened to it.
Let's hear it one more time. The I'm Boomer.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
I'm Boomer Esiason. Not very good. So you were not communicated properly on how to cut these new 30-second sports
minutes. So this is my first day in the new protocol.
The new protocol.
I've never.
So you come in this morning. No emails, no nothing.
Oh, I got emails.
You got an email.
I got emails, yeah.
Okay. And what do these emails say?
They're more or less directions on how to cut the minutes.
Okay. So then what happens with this one now?
Well, I don't really understand what's so wrong about it.
It's slowed down, and Boomer sounds like he's like slowly falling asleep. And it's you don't have the headphones on. You had to stretch it out, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, we have to.
You had to stretch it out.
Yeah, we have no choice because if it the slower that it goes, it'll sound. Actually, you know what? No, if it's sped up too much,
Boomer Esiason.
I mean, it'll sound.
You're missing this. Hold on, we'll get you the headphones. So this is what it sounded like. And Blue Balls, by the way, we are having your back with this. We believe so. We're not attacking you.
All right.
So Boomer called you in and said he said it's not Blue Balls' fault. Let's get him in. We'll find out what happened.
No, I said you have to hear it from Blue Balls himself.
Right. So let me hear
Monday. You have to hear Mondays.
This is Mondays.
Boomer Esiason.
Oh, well, I didn't do that.
I know.
Well, see, this is the problem. So we have two different people doing something without anybody talking with each other, and everybody just sending out an email thinking that their ass is covered when it's not.
And then today's, after that, we have...
I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hey.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So then...
I mean, I could see me over there, you know, at the mermaid like that at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Yes.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
It's like your boy Frenchie.
Right.
Right, yes.
Yes. So you got to understand where we're coming from. This has been a full week of this, and Boomer's been getting roasted across the country with these sports minutes, and we thought we got it figured out yesterday, and then we come in today, and there's another issue.
I just want to speak on everybody. You shouldn't be getting roasted for this.
Well, I'm just saying, well, yeah, but you could say that. Gio could say that. I could say that. The two morons over there could say that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're not in Pittsburgh. We're not in Dallas. We're not in San Francisco. We're not in Chicago.
So they just hear these things.
They just hear those things. Like, oh, that Boomer, he sounds like he's drunk.
Yeah.
Why is he going so fast? I mean, it's just like nonstop. And really just goes to show you just the biggest problem in the world today is communicating, is actually sitting down with somebody and talking to them. It's not your fault. And telling them what to do. This is what you need to do. This is how it's supposed to be done. You can't just go by, you know, the emails.
So do you feel like you were properly communicated to what was going on here?
I do not know.
Okay. You do not feel like you were properly communicated. All right. That's the problem.
But sloppy.
Sloppiness. A little sloppy. Do you feel like it was a little sloppy, this whole thing?
There could have been more kinks worked out.
Right.
No pun intended.
Because I just want you to know. Yes, Al.
Well, you guys are going to be shocked at next hours.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
Yeah. See? This is like unbelievable. I mean, it's getting worse and worse. To go from what was the body was about 45 seconds to 50 seconds before, right?
Yeah. The copy, old way.
Yeah, copy, yes.
The old way had to be a 50-second voice bed, yes.
Right. And the new way has to be a 20-second voice bed?
Well, they're telling the CBS versions now have to be 22, and the Odyssey ones have to be 25. So there's...
Holy crap. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So there's a lot of room for...
So you have to record it twice now, basically.
Well, no, it's one minute... And one version of it has to be faster than the other.
Right, so each one
what
is...
What kind of sense does that make?
So each one is either going to be fast or slow, depending on which one it fits.
And right, it's never going to be uniform.
But that's, now, what I'm trying to do here with that one was now that's the second minute of your five.
Yes.
So there's more of a time frame that I got to get that in by. So there's not a really whole lot of room for error for this.
We're talking to Blue Balls' Billy Giacalone. He's the man who edits Boomer's Sports Minutes. Boomer sounded drunk in his last Sports Minute. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, Blue Balls' Billy has his hair tattooed to his head. That's not his real hair. It's something to pay attention to. It looks phenomenal still, by the way. Have you gotten it redone recently?
No.
It still stays like that.
Just stay like that.
It's amazing. It looks great. But anyway, so we're trying to get to the bottom of this thing. So you're telling me every single minute you're either going to have to speed up or slow down because of this new format?
Correct. As of right now.
Everyone.
And there's two places where these play.
Yes.
They play on our radio station, and then they go on the Odyssey.com platform.
It's just, it's a whole process for me to try to explain.
How does it go into the other radio stations?
So it's a satellite from Westwood One.
Okay.
So it gets played in our studio in the back over there, and then they have, you know, they take it. Essentially.
So which one did they hear? Did they hear the same one we heard across the country?
It depends. It depends on if they have...
I would think on the audio Odyssey stations, they heard the one we heard. But on CBS Sports Network, it was the different version.
Okay. All right. But basically, all the local radio stations in the company, the Pittsburghs, the Clevelands, the Dallases, the Bostons, the everywhere, they heard... That's what they
so he's
got.
He's just messing with you.
No, we understand that. All right, so
but we have to. But he's trying to make a point, and the point is that there's some half-ass person somewhere along the line that did not communicate correctly with all the people down the line to make sure that it was done the right way and that it would sound the right way.
I think we should add a couple more seconds to it.
Yeah, well, I think we should add 30 more seconds to
it. Yeah, this is a great question. You've been editing these minutes for how many years now?
Five.
5 years of editing minutes. So how would you fix this situation?
I would go back to the old way.
Yeah, but they can't because some sales geek did something else.
Okay, no. So the minute right now is 30 seconds.
Right.
So let's add 10 to it.
Okay.
Let's go 40.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that might work a little bit better. Just...
All right, 40 seconds. Well, I mean,
you're the technical director, essentially. You're the one that's handling the whole aspect of the minute itself to make sure that it sounds right.
Yeah. Hmm. But I'm not the only one, though. There's other guys who edit these minutes, too, though.
Yeah, I know that, but you're the main guy.
Yes, but then there's also Anthony Pierno on Monday and Tuesday.
Wait, he's still here?
He's still here, yes.
Yeah. I haven't seen that guy in how long?
He works remote.
Oh. Is another
so
one.
So he's
guys.
Doing them remote.
Yeah.
Who was the big kid here the other
Kevin.
Day? What's that?
Kevin Wall.
Kevin. Right. He was doing them Monday.
Which was unfortunate because he's not as experienced as Anthony.
Okay.
And it was the first day of this new protocol.
Sloppy. Completely sloppy. Unprofessional. 100%. Paul Mall. I don't want to hear him anymore.
That's it. Done?
Just Paul him today.
We're not going to play him?
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
All right, so we won't.
Because honestly, until somebody professionally sits down with somebody and tells us what to do and how it's going to sound to make sure that it sounds right. Because what is this? We're supposed to be a professional communications operation, aren't we not?
Yeah, I mean, you made a good point. There's a lot of people that heard that last minute that Boomer sounds drunk. That's what they said. They don't think, wow.
They
know,
thought I was on speed on Monday, and now I'm drunk on Wednesday. Boomer Esiason. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good. It's a reputation killer is what it is.
Yeah, I appreciate that, G. Thanks.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Not your fault.
You got my back.
I do.
Yep.
What do you think I'm doing right now? I'm trying to save the reputation.
Sounds like you're fighting for me.
I am fighting for you. I'm fighting for you to make sure we get this thing rectified.
You know what? You fight for me? You don't, Al Dukes. You just laugh at it. That's what you do.
Eddie needs direction now.
Well, no. Well, because if we change the brakes, it kind of screws up our television partners.
Our television partners have never been a problem. They always flow with us.
Yes. But, you know, we just set the brakes up.
You have to worry about them.
Mm. Well, they'd come back a little later, depending. It's okay. You think that's okay? You want no minutes the rest of the
time.
It's a disgrace. It's embarrassing. And somebody, you know, dropped the ball.
What if I listen to the next one and see if it's all right? Like the first one was okay, right? First
one seemed to be okay.
Yeah, it was all right.
I can preview it and see how it is.
How's that as a compromise?
Mm.
What we'll do is we'll have Eddie listen to it.
Right.
Then he'll play it for you.
Yes.
And if you're okay with it, we'll play it. And if it sounds like crap and it's embarrassing and you sound drunk, then we spike it.
spike it or like it or spike
like
it.
Like it or spike it.
Right. Okay. Okay, fine.
How's that?
All right. You're right now?
I'm good.
You came in on fire there. You started attacking us. We wanted to get some information, and you were like yelling at us. Well,
no. I apologize, but I care about my craft.
Yeah, so you thought that we were going to call you in and rip you.
Yes.
That's not what was going to happen. We would never do that.
So I apologize. I came in defensive, and I apologize.
Yeah, I know.
We've had a reoccurring theme this morning on the show, Billy, about sloppiness.
Right.
And lack of communication and direction. And I think this just amplifies that. That's all. That's why we brought you in here. Not to yell at you, but to point out the sloppiness and the lack of communication.
So Blue Balls Billy, still no sex. But you're going to strip clubs.
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't recently, no.
Okay.
No, I haven't recently.
Oh, you haven't.
I don't have money.
Well, very good. So we're all on the same page now. We got your back. Don't worry about it. We always got your back. We're not going to call you in and roast you. We're just trying to get some information. That's all.
Just want the accurate information of what's going on behind the scenes. That's all.
And we know you're doing the best you can with what you've been given.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Eddie.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Thank you, Billy. It's Billy Giacalone. Next time we call you in, don't be so guns a-blazing, please. My Lord. You know? Try to have a guy's back.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's happening, Chris?
Yes, powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. So the Nets did outlast the Knicks in Brooklyn, 112-110. Nets led by 16 with 4 minutes left in the third, but the Knicks made the comeback, and the two teams traded leads throughout the fourth. Evan Fournier came off the bench to drain the game-tying three with just 17 seconds left. But then it was a Kevin Durant ISO situation. The Knicks send the double team. Durant finds James Johnson, and Mitchell Robinson then fouled him before he made the clinching free throws. Afterwards, the Knicks not happy with the officiating. Here was Tom Thibodeau.
Did a lot of good things. Didn't close it out. You know, I want to take a look at the film, but there's a big discrepancy in free throws, I can tell you that.
25-12 in favor of the Nets.
Listen, I don't disagree because the numbers say that, and I don't like the explanation that the officials apparently, according to Julius Randle, gave Julius Randle. But I also don't like the fact that you lost a close game, and we hear so much of this in the postgame.
No excuses.
You came out in the third quarter and got buried in the beginning of the half.
Yes.
I mean, Julius Randle lost his you-know-what to get that technical foul with a minute and a half to go. There were missed shots all over the place. I mean, you know, take a little responsibility as well. Not all about the officials, for crying out loud.
Here was a short one from Randle.
Everybody saw what happened. I ain't no need for me to talk on it. Y'all saw what happened.
Except he did talk about it quite a bit, and right. This was another portion of it.
I don't know what they're watching or what they're seeing, but you got to ask them.
What you referenced, he claimed the refs told him he's too strong when he goes to the basket, so the contact and the result of it not noticeable enough to draw the whistle, and they end up missing the calls. At least that's what he says. He was told he did finish with 24 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, but had a rough final 4 minutes or so. No issues on the other side. James Harden, 34 points, 28 in the first half, plus 10 rebounds and 8 assists. He loved the atmosphere in the building as well.
I ain't gonna lie, man. This has been sure a lot of fans here for the Knicks, but our fans held it down, too. It's a great home win for us.
That was Harden on TNT. An ounce crowd of 18,081, which is apparently the largest Nets crowd since they have moved to Brooklyn. Steve Nash was into it as well.
I thought the atmosphere was great, though. It felt
you know, felt like a, I don't know, a barn burner, like a big high school game or a big college game. It was a great atmosphere.
Well, you're welcome, because, you know, because of us that it gets like this.
Yes, it did seem to be weighted towards the Knicks fan, as you would expect.
100%.
Yes. Durant, after a slow start, finished with 27 and 9 assists. He had 11 points over the final.
Can you imagine if Kevin Durant would have selected the Knicks?
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
I know.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
But nothing you could do about it now, huh?
No. R.J. Barrett missed most of this game. He was ruled out with the illness. He was questionable to begin with. Knicks are 11-10. They'll host the Bulls tomorrow night at the Garden. Nets improved to 15-6. They've got the Timberwolves at home coming up on Friday. Elsewhere, 17 in a row for the Suns. They come back from a road trip and took down the Warriors 104-96 and did so without Devin Booker in the second half as he was ruled out with a hamstring injury. Steph Curry had a rough night, 12 points on 4 of 21 shooting. LeBron placed in the league's health and safety protocols, so he was scratched for the Lakers, but they still beat the Kings in Sacramento 117-92. College hoops, top-ranked Duke. They just got there after the win over Gonzaga. Well, they were beaten by Ohio State 71-66 as part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Rutgers a part of that as well, and they beat Clemson at the rack 74-64. So Jerry had a late game last night. He's got the Cowboys tomorrow, and then he's got a Rutgers road trip.
Did Jerry do that game at the game?
Stuck with me.
Was he at the game, or did he do that game from home?
Don't know the answer.
The Rutgers game, he did not do at all because he was too ill.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, he didn't do it.
Wow. Wow.
I believe Mr. Chris Carlin.
Oh, he stepped in. Pandemonium and Piscataway. Do we have any Carlin stuff?
Ready with the Rutgers Clemson highlights.
That's right.
Yes, nice. 100% CBS Sports Network is.
They figure you'd be playing
on top of it. Right.
I don't have any Carlin for you. I'm not sure how I'd go about getting that. Perhaps I could reach out to Jerry. Jerry Martin.
Bang!
Get the clips. Makes a ton of sense.
Get the highlights. Get them. Switch it down low, down on the block, up and God! Makes a ton of sense. You got to have at least somebody must have cut that. No?
Here? Come on, yeah, even you can't say that with a straight face.
Rutgers!
Maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, not currently.
Just text Carlin, he'll email it to you.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I get the Jerry calls, usually. What's the last thing we have in our college folder here? We've got Ohio State, Michigan college football play-by-play from Saturday.
Jeez,
that's actually the only thing in our local college folder here. Daniel Jones has a strained neck, Boomer, and it puts him in serious jeopardy to miss Sunday's game against the Dolphins, and possibly more, you said, if it's could, you know, maybe be a season-ending situation, what you think it is.
It could be.
And imagine, if that's the case, is there a chance we've seen Daniel Jones play his final game for the Giants?
That's going to be the, you know, that's the $50 million question. I mean, you know, I think they have to pick up a $21.5 million in a fifth-year option. Man, I don't know what to tell you. I know they like him. I know they like the way that he goes about his business, the way he carries himself. All that stuff is like grade A+. Great person. You know, teammates love him. But ultimately, you got to make plays. And unfortunately for him, you know, the interceptions and the fumbles have reared their ugly head over the last couple weeks.
I wouldn't even mind that if they were, you know, pushing the ball down the field, making explosive plays in the pass game, but they don't.
Yeah, they don't score points.
He supposedly got hurt on the second play on offense against the Eagles.
Right.
So I don't know what impact that had.
I'm not just this past week. I mean, in general. Yeah. So it's a head scratcher. But Mike Glennon apparently is going to start against the Dolphins, and he'll be backed up by Jake Fromm, who the Giants signed off the Bills practice squad. Very exciting. I had a couple other Mike Tomlins for you here. Three winless weeks for the Steelers and coming off that blowout loss to the Bengals.
It's put up and shut up time. And so, you know, talking to get it done, I can quell you and that question with an answer, but it's not real. What we do in that stadium on Sunday is what's real.
Quell was the big one.
yesterday. So now they have Lamar Jackson and the Ravens coming in this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to say this all the time. I hated playing a team that was embarrassed the week before. Now, if they were at home and got embarrassed and they had a second home game the next week, you know, the fans were not going to be very happy. But just the way that he's talking and the way that they played against the Bengals and the way that the Ravens played on Sunday night, or Monday night, whatever it was, I'm just wondering, they got to kill the Ravens, right?
Kill them?
Think.
Maybe I don't know if they're that good.
But, you know, it's a weird thing that's going on in the AFC North. Like, the Browns killed the Bengals. The Bengals killed the Ravens. The Bengals now killed the Steelers.
I mean, a lot of killing going on.
A lot of weird things happening.
A little bit of a genocide, intra-division.
Yes.
So you had Ryan Clark kind of ripped into the Steelers and went to town on them. I guess some calling some of the players soft or the culture or whatnot.
The culture?
Well, just the way they're at, the way they don't look like the Steelers of old. You know, they don't look
Coach
like
Coach Gower says that every Sunday.
Okay. Well, so that was said, and that did get to Tomlin yesterday, and this was his reaction.
Guys have been in that room, guys that understand the standards that we aspire to. They probably have a better understanding of that than anybody that's not in that room right now. And so I would imagine whatever it is you're referring to, I agree with him.
So you agree with him?
Kind of in a roundabout way, yeah, exactly.
If you've been in the room, then you've been in the room. If you've been out of the room, then you're not in the room. And the people that are out of the room are not in the room, so I agree.
Yeah. That's right. He lulled us all to sleep with all the other words, and he basically was like, yeah, he's right.
He's right. Yep. We are soft, and nobody's afraid to play us.
That's what's going on.
Yep.
I haven't found the clip yet. I hope to find it for next hour. I'll just read you the quote instead. Jerry Jones on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas yesterday. So Zeke Elliott is nursing this knee injury. They talked about maybe they would rest him. He's been practicing. They're trying to get Amari Cooper back. They've got the Thursday nighter with the Saints, and this was the money line on Zeke. Quote, "The facts are we expect him to have a serious load against New Orleans." So if you're looking for Zeke to kind of take a back seat.
They said the same thing.
He's going to have a serious load against
New
Orleans.
They said the same thing going into the Raider game, too.
Oh. Okay. Did they? Serious load?
No. Do you understand bullshit?
Yeah, because the week before that, they played Kansas City, and he only had 9 carries.
But he said serious load?
Something along those lines.
Gotcha.
Balls.
Right. Yeah, big load.
By the way, who's coaching that team?
Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn, yeah.
Dan Quinn's going to coach it. Okay.
He's going to be the alpha decision maker on the field.
Okay.
Yes, that's the word.
He was a former head coach, so.
Yeah. Comes out of the booth where he's been calling the defense down on the field now. The Superdome.
He repels down.
Yes.
Big dramatic entrance.
Is Taysom Hill starting for the Saints?
Sean Payton was not willing to say yesterday.
Noncommittal.
I kind of feel like he's going to end up playing.
I mean, he's apparently taking the first team reps this week.
True.
The word is he has a partially torn plantar fascia, which is apparently more painful than a fully torn plantar fascia.
Yeah, I had that my final year in the NFL. It hurts.
The partial or the full?
You can get partial. Mm. You can get through the game, kind of like Aaron Rodgers gets through the game.
But Taysom Hill's style is a little different than traditional quarterback.
Right, that's true.
All right, very good, CeeLo. Thank you. Boomer and G, are you done?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure. I think so. I felt like it was done. I felt like that was a good exit point.
I had more stuff, but that can be
the Gary Sanchez is coming back.
Yeah, they tendered him. They tendered everybody a contract that was arbitration eligible.
Right,
and
they have
Gio Urshela's deal is, I guess, sure, great, okay. Now they can trade them, or what? I mean,
not just calm down and just relax.
No, I'm not going to calm down. Why should I calm down? What's to be calm about right now?
Yeah, nothing to be calm. He's a Yankee apologist, by the way.
What is the date?
Today?
Yes.
December 1st.
Okay.
Right. So just calm down. Relax.
Don't be a Yankee bitch.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the full Jerry Jones quote that CeeLo said he couldn't
find
or didn't
Great.
Play.
Let's
hear it.
And what about Zeke? The latest on him?
Yeah. He's practicing well, and we think he'll be ready to go. And no reason. I understand you're asking. But the facts are that we expect him to have a serious load against New Orleans.
That's what I'm expecting out of Blue Balls Billy when he finally gets some.
More so than Zeke, I would imagine.
We expect him to have a serious load.
All right.
Who brought that to you, Eddie? Gallo? Found
AG,
it?
Yeah.
Good. Good man. We were efforting that out in the newsroom, but I ran out of time. So I'm glad he found it.
We expect him to have a serious load.
I would think so.
We're children, but it's fun.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I had an experience last week that I wanted to share with you.
Uh-oh. You got you got yourself caught up in something?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, not my fault at all. So I was doing reads for a fight that was coming up on DAZN. You heard me do those reads. Where it was a lightweight championship fight at the theater at the Garden.
And you went to the fight.
I did go to the fight. And it was a great fight. I had a great night. It was awesome. So I was doing these reads. for the streaming of the fight, the Teofimo Lopez George Kambosos Jr. fight on DAZN. So I get a sales guy tells me, hey, you mind doing a Zoom call with the client? I said, oh, yeah, no problem. I said, what do they want to talk about? They're going to walk you through everything that happens on Saturday night, your VIP experience at the fight.
They want to make sure that you have all the information that you need to enjoy the night, and they want to make sure that you know that you're appreciated for all the things that you've done in terms of promoting the fight.
Basically, that's what they told me. They said
that's a normal thing, by the way.
Little FaceTime with the client. They want to thank you for the reads. They're going to tell you how it's going to go on Saturday night. Do you mind doing Monday at 3:30? I'm like, no problem. Monday, 3:30. Perfect. Zoom call with the client. Great. So I take a nap Monday afternoon, set my alarm for 3:25 to wake up and do this Zoom call.
Just to be able to be told what to expect.
What to expect.
What's going to happen. Here's your credentials. These are some of the people that are coming, that kind of thing.
So I'm thinking, I don't even need to share my video on the Zoom call. It's just a call. You know, just a call, and I'm going to be listening. Hey, thank you very much. Great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the relationship, everything else. So I log on to the Zoom call, and there's someone there tells me, you know, asked me to share the video. So I'm like, okay. You know, I wake up from this nap. My hair is everywhere. So I'm like, whatever. No big deal. Just share the video. It's fine. You know, who cares? I'm not really all that self-conscious on the Zoom call. You know, we'll be fine. So I'm sharing the video, and there's like 9 people that I see popping up on this Zoom call now. Names everywhere. And then another video pops up. Another person sharing a video. Who is it? None other than one of the fighters, George Kambosos Jr. So I go, a little strange, huh? What's he doing on this call? What's he going to tell me about Saturday night?
Maybe you're in the wrong call. You ever think about that?
I didn't know what was going on.
Okay, maybe he was in the wrong call.
I was thinking, maybe they're so happy with the reads that one of the fighters wanted to thank me for being a part of this thing. That's what I'm thinking, you know? So then a sales guy pops in, and a guy that I'd seen on some emails, and this George Kambosos Jr., who's an Australian guy, and I'll just do my same hacky Australian accent for him. He's, is this going to be on a video, or are we going to do just audio? Are we going to do video for this? And the guy goes, oh, video. He's like, all right, hold on. Let me get my ring light ready. I'll get my ring light, put it up, and app. So the guy pops on. He's got his, like, shirt zipped down. You could see his pecs and his, like, tattoos and stuff. And I'm like, what are we videoing? So now I'm starting to get nervous. So then the sales guy comes on, and he goes, he's like, all right, I'm going to start recording. And I go, recording? I'm going to start recording, and Gio, take it away.
Gio, take it away. Where were you going to take it?
I go.
And why were you taking it?
I said, hold on. What do you want me to take it away? What are you talking about? I was told that I was just going to be told what's going on Saturday night. He goes, no, you just ask whatever questions you want for George. We're recording now, so Gio, do your thing. So now I have been ambushed, completely ambushed out of nowhere into interviewing a fighter that I had zero questions prepared for. An Australian lightweight fighter, zero questions prepared for. So here I am stumbling, going, wow, so boxing is an amazing sport. And the level of conditioning is just through the roof. So tell me about your preparation, you know. Well, you know, just trying to get out there and do whatever I can to get ready for the fight. And I'm an underdog and I'm just going to give him everything I got. So then I go, you know, there's a lot of people out there maybe don't know who you are. I mean, I know who you are. Right. I mean, I'm a big boxing fan. I know everything. But the people out there who don't know who you are, how would you explain yourself to them? Well, you know, I'm a hard worker, and I'm going to go out, you know, give you everything I got. And, you know, I'm going to make sure this is a very entertaining fight for everybody. I'm thinking, what in the hell is happening? So then when he's done answering the questions, the two generic boxing questions that I ask him with my hair everywhere, nobody's talking. Nobody. So it's just dead silence on this Zoom call. I'm sitting on the edge of my bed looking at my iPhone like this. So then I go, all right, so anybody have anything else to say? So then I'm running the freaking Zoom call. So I'm like, and then I'm like scrolling through the names. I'm like, Eric, you got anything to add on this? Or Anthony, you got anything to add? No, we're good. We're good. Okay. All right. Tremendous. All right, guys. Oh, I'll see you later. So I hang up the phone. I call up one of the guys here, the sales guy. I go, what in the actual F did you just do to me? You ambushed me. You recorded this goddamn interview that I had no idea that I was doing. And I wake up from a nap. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
And they didn't tell you.
No. No. Totally ambush.
Sloppiness.
Sloppiness again. Sloppiness all over the place.
It's a reoccurring theme around here now.
I know. Well, good news is.
Yes.
That we do have that video.
We do.
The video of me being ambushed by this interview. Yes. We do have it. And it will be released. Just put it that way.
Okay.
And we're going to put it out there so everybody can see it. And then show you how effed up the whole thing was.
You got up from a nap. 5 minutes later, you're on a Zoom call interviewing a Australian boxer. Yeah,
completely unprepared.
Yeah.
So.
That's great.
When you get in the ring, what are your emotions like? Oh, my God. Just brutal. But anyway, so I wanted to share because you've gone through some sloppiness today.
Oh.
I wanted to make sure that you knew you weren't alone in the sloppiness department. All right, let's go to Bubby in Florida, who is a borderline psychopath with how much he calls this radio station. What's going on there, Bubby? How are you?
Hey, guys. Well, listen, I was on a self-imposed week ban after being shamed by Al Dukes last week. So I am back calling and seeing how everybody's doing. I can't wait to see that video, Gio.
Yes, it'll be out there maybe even later today. So what's on your mind today, Bubby? Once a week, by the way, is a good space to call. Once a week is a good number. So what do you got today?
You know what? I'm a quick learner. So I got it. Listen, real quick, I want to talk Knicks Jets real quick. But I was listening on the Odyssey app, and I was really worried that either Boomer was going to cry or he was having a stroke during his sports minute.
Yeah, I know. Not good. Did we get the one fix that's coming up now? Did we get that all taken care of?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So here's my point about the Knicks last night. I will take it. You guys said a moral victory. I thought they played, you know, great against an elite team. They did lose, but, you know, it almost felt like a moral win. Fournier played good. Burks played great. I thought it was a big spot for him to come up and play big. Randall, like Boomer says, it's not Carmelo-esque, but when he gets the ball, it drives me nuts. Because without him, when they're moving the ball, they're an exciting team to watch. They have promise. They look good. Now, when I'm watching the Jets on Sunday,
their win
was like a loss for me. The game was – they're playing the Texans. They're terrible. Wilson looked horrendous. And I'm going to say, like, and I think it did come out, I think he's still hurt. There was a play before he went gimping off that he was limping. I think it was on the pass that he missed Elijah Moore by about two football stadiums. It was a little screen pass. And here's my point. I know Boomer's going to hate this, and I agree with him. But the point for Jets fans is it seems like every quarterback that comes out is a hit. You know what I'm saying? Especially, I think, because in our division, you know, you've got Josh Allen. He came out. They said, oh, he's not accurate. He's not this or that. Now he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. You got Tua. He's not great, but they've won four in a row. Then the part that makes you want to just vomit is Mac Jones and the New England Patriots, again, are going to torture us for another, what, 20 years, you think?
It feels like that right now, but it's still so early to tell.
If Mac Jones were here, he wouldn't be looking like Mac Jones is looking like he is up there.
It's all about coaching. I mean, you got a completely raw and green coaching staff with the Jets that have had their issues. I do agree, though, even though they won the game, you'd rather see the Jets lose the game and Zach Wilson throw for 350 yards and three touchdowns and lose a heartbreaker on a last-second field goal than win the game the way you did and have them look clueless again. Really.
At this point, if you're a Jets fan. He did look better in the second half.
I mean,
the first half was terrible, and then you also had the flip off the back of Ty Johnson. That was
horrendous. Oh. Absolutely horrendous.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.